It's nice to have three principals here, even though you're not on official duty yet.
Petersburg School Board and administrators spent part of Monday afternoon in the high school library delving into the two recurring topics of discussion, activities discipline and student absences.
Is when you read our policy, it says that we strongly support basically desk time, students in the classroom, time in the classroom, and that is one of
That's
the
School Board President Gene Ellis.
We really value opportunities for our student outside of the classroom. Close up, a heritage music festival, geography bee, spelling bees, tsunami bowl, Alaska government. I mean, it goes on and on, and I think we do value those.
The board discussed acceptable levels of excused and unexcused absences and whether a student's grades should reflect long absences from the classroom for school-sanctioned events or otherwise. High school principal Rick Dormer agreed the district was recognizing the importance of learning outside of the classroom with its investment in technology, giving students the chance to study while traveling. But he also noted there's no substitute for classroom time.
I can speak for the staff as best as I can, is that they feel like when we just have a kid that says, I don't feel like coming to school day, or we have a parent that says, you know, my kid needs a couple days break in the middle of the school week, or even, you know, we're going to go to Mexico and miss a month of school just because we feel like going on a trip. What do we do to encourage the kid, and what kind of discipline is there for the kid, especially a lot of the high school kids who are, you know, kind of running their own show?
Principals said they've had some students missing 20 to 30 days out of a school year of around 179 days, and Superintendent Rob Thomason summed up his questions for the board to consider.
So what is the expectation of this district and the board? How much of a hard line, quote-unquote, does administration take, and if we start consequencing youngsters for attendance, under what rules do we do that, and are the numbers of days and all that stuff, are they even aligned between elementary, middle, and high, and should they be, or can they be different?
Several board members thought there should be some consequences for long absences and recognize the work that teachers put into getting homework ready for a student expecting to miss school. Board member Sarah Holmgren thought grades should reflect if a student does not complete homework during an extended absence.
I think that becomes the consequence for the child, and then they're going, grade school, they don't have as much power to say, Mom, help, or Dad, but in high school it's like, I distinctly remember a classmate who was a 4.0, and her parents decided to go to Hawaii for a month, and she went from a 4.0 student to barely squeaking by with a D in calculus because she missed an entire month of calculus. But that was the choice her parents made. It devastated her, but it was when they could go, and it was had never gone. But I just kind of think, you know, maybe that would incentivize some parents to say, you know what, maybe we'll just do it 2 weeks instead of a month.
The board did not make any decisions about rules on absences, but planned to continue that discussion. Board members also talked about discipline for students in activities caught using alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. It's a frequent and controversial issue before the board and administrators each year. Superintendent Thomason asked the board for some direction.
Before we head into this school year, the administration, we would like to know, stay the course, do we go back? Because we recommended, it was my recommendation, that we work on a situation last year because there were some circumstances and different individuals that we treat individuals based on their need and on their offense. The way it was set up was you do this, that happens, and it was cut and dry.
Students caught using illegal substances receive a suspension from their activity but can reduce that suspension time with counseling and community service hours. Students also can appeal their suspension to administrators and even the school board, which can change a suspension time. Board member Randy Lantine said members of the public did not see equal punishments for different students.
When the board went through this, I mean, we looked at their situations, what activities were coming up, whether the student would be able to participate. I mean, it took a lot of time, and I mean, it was a lot of effort to do it. It wasn't just, okay, it's this many days, and that's it for everybody. Mm-hmm. But the perception the public got was there was special preferential treatment being given to kids when it wasn't that. And the message I heard was, well, we just want the same punishment for everybody no matter what you did. So there's no gray areas.
Depending on the infraction, a student can be suspended from an activity for a certain number of calendar days, and the timing of a punishment is an issue for the district. Students who are punished at the beginning of a season could be out of that sport for the year. At the end of the season, the punishment may only impact calendar days when the student's no longer a part of an activity. New Activities Director Jamie Cabral talked about his previous experience in other districts and suggested a suspension from a specific number of games or activities that could carry over from one season to the next.
But when they have to practice and they have to be with their teams and do everything else and then not dress up and sit on the bench or not participate and not then skip that travel day, and then their peers start to ask them, aren't you supposed to be on a trip somewhere? Nope, can't be on that trip this week. Nope, I'm not dressing up for this game. I think it hit home a little more with them, and that's one of the big things that we saw with that transition from a specific amount of days to where now you're missing specific events that are coming up next for them.
Several board members liked that idea and asked administrators to look into it as an option. They plan to continue that discussion as well at their regular monthly board meeting coming up next Tuesday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.